Viewer discretion is advised.
What up, heel faction? Welcome back to Heel Shit. Why do we call it that? Because bad guys do heel shit. I'm Dark Chords, that's Draven Grimes, and even though it's Sunday, we've got a special guest in the house.
The definition.
Edgar from the Snow Wrestling Podcast is with us today. We've got a special combined episode. We are talking about how black wrestlers are treated in WWE before and after Triple H took over. And then we're going to talk about wrestlers who... Hold on a second.
Wrestlers who what?
Wrestlers who have not been booked as well since Triple H took over as they were before. Is that kind of just over there, Edgar?
Yeah, so 10 wrestlers that have suffered under Triple H's booking. They're under the Triple H era.
You brought a list, thank God. I don't have to work today.
Yeah, I have a list ready.
Thank you.
All right, cool. So, we're going to get to it right after this. We will be right back.
Cool!
All right, we are back. How's everybody doing?
You have to fucking wiped out, my guy.
Yeah, you have to excuse Draven. He had a match in St. Pete yesterday and drove back all night. And
I got back at like 4 a.m. It was no fucking wonder, awesome.
I was like, what's up with that intro, The Definition? What?
The Definition. Listen here. I have gone and had 2 cups of coffee. I'm working on a Dunkin'. My fucking Mountain Dew's around here somewhere. I'm trying to stay fucking caffeinated as much as fucking possible.
At least you didn't have to wake up at the ass crack of dawn like me. It's 9 a.m.
I went to fucking bed at fucking 4 a.m. and got up at 6:30. All right? I'm working on 2.5 hours of fucking sleep because I love my job. Yes. No. No.
You act like you had a whole ass wrestling match or something.
Bitch, I did have a whole ass wrestling match.
How'd it go?
We'll get into that later.
Mass and take some names.
We'll get into that later.
Yeah. Hey, Robert. But,
the experience overall was fantastic. I can't wait to go back.
That was dope.
Anyway, Edgar, how are you doing?
Well, let's see. I didn't get to party as hard as I wanted to last night.
I did it for you.
I'm actually doing pretty good. Sundays are... Yeah, I'm used to waking up with some pretty mean hangovers, but not today. I'm feeling good, actually.
Cool. Very good. What about you, my guy?
I'm doing okay, other than the stream seems to be cutting up a little bit.
Because it's acting like a bitch.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but there's...
Was it around like fucking Windows 98 or some shit?
Just bear with us. We're doing it live.
Did the live cut off?
He's not going to hit the fucking button. I'll do it. We're doing it live. Fuck it.
No, it's...
The time has passed.
Yeah, I know.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
Anyway. Edgar, get us started. Get us started on this.
Draven, wake up, Draven.
I'm about as awake as I'm going to be for the next hour or so of my life. I'm competent. Let's get this show rolling, my guy.
All right. So, we've got... I'm sorry, guys. There's something going on with the stream. I can't figure out why it's being a bitch, so just bear with us. Oh, wow.
Thank you, Owen.
Stick with us, everybody. We'll... Even if it disconnects, I'm reconnecting. We're gonna be all good. What up, Richard? What up, Kozak? So yeah, we're talking about how black wrestlers right now are treated versus how they were treated in the Vince McMahon era. And my argument is, even though Vince was a gigantic piece of shit. A horrible human being.
The biggest.
The biggest piece of shit in wrestling history. I think he treated black wrestlers a lot better than Triple H has.
Yikes.
I mean, it's sad to say, but we can just look at one person, all right, in this whole thing. Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
You can take that test right from Bobby Lashley. He was WWE champion as Vince was on his way out, you know, the last year or so. He was a WWE champion. There were like two or three black champions there with him and Big E. He kept kind of passing it back and forth. But as soon as Triple H took over, he didn't even want Bobby anymore. Like, it's very odd to see kind of how, and until the New Day just won those championships, he hadn't put a single black wrestler over at a pay-per-view since he took over.
Oba Femi.
I'm not talking, NXT doesn't matter.
NXT is a WWE brand.
Yeah, but that, okay.
That's like saying Collision doesn't matter if we're talking about AEW.
No, it's not. It's not anywhere near that. It's and like saying
that's more under Shawn Michaels, isn't it? NXT.
Yeah, but he still has to run everything through Hunter. Like the ball starts and stops with Hunter.
Okay. So yeah, the whole Bobby Lashley thing. What? That whole thing that they did with Rusev, was that under Triple H? That was still Vince McMahon, right?
Yeah.
God, I don't want to forget that shit. That was cringe. Good cringe.
The problem is, and he's going to have to actually work to get out of this stigma, but he has always been considered a racist guy in the back. He's always, I mean, when I call him Paul, people like you are there to make people like me laugh, Levesque, it's because that's what he said to MVP. Like, there's been several instances of him having that issue. So, I don't know if what y'all's opinion of it is, but to me, and if he changes now moving forward since this New Day thing come, but there's not, and Samoans don't count. There's
kind of racist as fuck.
Samoans aren't black. People just think they are. They're not black. They're islanders.
They're different fucking nationality.
Gunther?
I'm fucking like on 25% steam right now. You know what the fuck I meant, jackass.
Are these how usually the shows go on Sunday? Like, this is getting kind of like a little bit too catchy.
No. Normally we're fucking on point, but like I said, I don't normally run on this.
But I'm just saying, like, the topics are, this topic is going to get me canceled probably.
Why?
I don't know, man, but I'm all for it. Let's go.
I love it when I'm a huge AEW fan, and they've already hitched their wagon to Swerve. Like, it's a different feeling there than it is in WWE. Tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm on the wrong side of this argument. But I think that Triple H does not book black wrestlers particularly well.
Well, I want to start off with the comment that you said that the thing about he said to MVP. I'm not trying to defend Triple H because I don't know him personally. He might be a piece of shit behind cameras too. I don't know, but I'm assuming he said this a while ago when he wasn't in charge of WWE.
Oh yeah,
when he said that to MVP, and also like Triple H was a top guy. MVP wasn't. Now, I didn't hear that comment, but I think it sounds to me like he said that, like, as a, hey, you're just a mid-carder, and I was a top player. So you guys make guys like us look good.
And that's kind of how I took that.
Yeah, I didn't take it like that. But it was, I don't know. It's been some years, and it's been when he was a talent. That's definitely for sure. But it wasn't like you mid carders. Hey, Frank says, hey, Edgar.
Hey, what's up, Frank? Thanks for hanging out with us.
I don't know. It's just always been an issue with me, with them. I mean, look at the black wrestlers who have left since Triple H came in. You've got Lashley. You've got Ricochet. You've got
Shelton,
Cedric.
You can definitely put Swerve in that category.
I mean, you've got all these guys who can be huge stars and have been huge stars. I mean, Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin look like they own AEW. Like, they are... Nobody is even looks as polished or as star-like as they do. I realize that Swerve is, you know, they're as big a, you know, as popular, but he's got a very different kind of persona. But I just think that, I don't know. I think they, and say what you want about Ricochet, he's still an amazing athlete, and he's getting that shit over right now.
Can we even put Ricochet in that list of black wrestlers that left WWE? He's like light-skinned black. He's not like really black, is he? He's like half white. He looks like he could be more white than black.
Catch y'all later. Out here. Peace.
I'm sure he's mixed, but yes, he's still considered black.
Okay. I don't know. The fact that Draven, come back, Draven. This is what I was saying. Like, this show's gonna get me canceled, right? But it's good. The fact that Triple H didn't have anything for Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin and just let him go is crazy to me. So I'm with you with that, Dark, when you say that. Like, as soon as Triple H took over, those guys were gone. And I was just like, man, like, they dropped the ball. They didn't do anything with Bobby Lashley. He's such a fucking beast. I'm just like, it still amazes me till this day.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, and other than the New Day, who have just won the championships that nobody cares about. I mean, who is really being pushed well? That's African American.
Jade. Bianca. Naomi's getting a nice little run. Bianca.
Yeah, I guess the women they have. I don't know.
But yeah, as far as the guys,
I mean, I still count NXT in that little as a WWE as a whole, because it still starts and ends with fucking Hunter. So Obafemi, Wesley.
Does it though? Like, I feel like Shawn Michaels has been doing it enough to the point where he's completely has full control of NXT. And Triple H would probably just let him do his thing down there.
Yeah, but it still starts and ends with Paul. Everything has to get approved through him.
But do we know that for sure?
Shawn Michaels is at the fucking Hall of Fame and confirmed that. Okay, after confirming that he makes out with Triple H live on TV. Okay. But yeah, he's confirmed that.
All right, guys. Yeah, hopefully the technical issues won't keep happening. I just tried to funnel more CPU towards the stream, so hopefully we'll we won't have that issue. But
you guys have Xfinity?
No, I have fiber.
Because Xfinity, like, they were saying yesterday, like, 800,000 people's internet went down yesterday over here in the West Coast.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was, like, a national thing, but.
Well, regardless, we're not going anywhere, so if you got a problem, just refresh your stream and you'll be fine.
Yeah, he locked the door. I can't get out.
Yeah.
You ain't going nowhere, Jason.
No, I'm not.
It's all right. Fuck him. And thank you very much, Frank. We appreciate that very much. And I'm sorry, Edgar. Go ahead.
This is gonna get violent real fucking quick.
Wait, why?
Nothing.
Okay.
Tell me to fuck off, basically.
When?
When I said you got the door locked, you said, "Yeah, fuck you." You literally just said that.
Yeah, but it was like how I always say, "Fuck you." It's not violent.
Yeah, but not sexually either.
Right.
Draven's a little sensitive when he's sleeping, huh?
No fucking idea. All right, so you said you have this list. Let's break them down.
Well, let's throw it to a commercial, because I think as we talk back and forth, this show is definitely going to be over an hour. So let's put some extra ads in here. We'll be right back.
Pay the bills.
What up, Heel Faction? In today's day and age, internet security is of paramount importance. That's why today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark VPN.
That's right, my guys. Surfshark VPN, the newest affiliate of the Heel Shit podcast. What does that cover? I'm glad you asked. Let me just put on these eyeballs because I'm old. They cover 100 plus countries. Free of ads, pop-ups, any bad cookies. Good to me. Got real-time defense, got webcam protection, data breach notifications in case your stuff gets out there and you don't want that to be out there. And it keeps your personal data protected, which means if you're in one of those states that have been banned by the capital P word, you can look your shit back up, my guy.
All right. Yeah, buddy. Nice. So, if you use the link in the description, you can get Surfshark VPN for 86% off.
Say what?
86% off.
Holy shit.
And 3 additional months free, starting at just $2.19 per month.
You're shitting me.
No.
Holy shit. So, 86% off plus 3 free months.
Absolutely.
Mother.
3 options starting as low as $2.19. Just hit that link in the description box and get surfing safe with Surfshark VPN. Back to the show. All right, we are back. Yes, Elwood. God damn it. You should definitely plug all the wires back into the computer. Jesus Christ.
To be fair, at least his fucking spelling's gotten better.
It has. You can actually make out what he's saying.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Sorry about the technical problems. I guess maybe the fiber company is dragging ass. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
We're all dragging ass today.
But
I promise you.
Speaking of Surfshark VPN, you just saw a commercial for them. This month, April, is their 7-year anniversary. And if you use that link, you get an even better deal for this month only. You can lock in 2 full years at $1.99 using the same link until
April 30th. 3 days.
Yep. You got just a couple more days left to enjoy it. Hit that, sign up, be good. Also, remind you about the YouTube memberships. It's only $1.99 to join. You get all the perks, the member videos. You get, you get the member videos. You get the merch at cost. You get every perk that is available, except we do have a $4.99 tier, but it comes with like a monthly Zoom call and more personalized communication and stuff like that. But you get 99% of the benefits at $1.99 a month. We'd love to have you as a member. And let's get back into this.
Fuck. Okay. Hagger, this is your show today. I tap out.
All right. So You guys want to go over the list of 10 wrestlers that got ruined in the Triple H era?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about it.
All right, so I came across this list. This is from the Netflix Junkie story by
the Benjamin
Pratika Prashant.
Who? And,
I'm probably botching it. Pratika Prashant is the name of the person that wrote this article. Very interesting stuff that I found here, and I want to get your opinion on this. So this is 10 ruined wrestlers in WWE from the Triple H era, and I'm going to go starting from 10 all the way down the list. At number 10, The New Day. Do you guys feel like The New Day, since the Triple H era, have they gone downhill as far as like interest? Or how do you guys feel about The New Day since the Triple H era?
I think it's obviously completely different.
First off, when was this article wrote? Let's start there.
A week ago.
Okay.
I think it's been different because you can't...
What the fuck is going on?
No idea.
Because you can't... You can't say they were booked bad before. They had a shit ton of titles. They were hugely popular. They had all kinds of extra merch. You know, fucking cereal.
$20 a fucking box. I know from experience. Tastes like ass, though.
They had all these different things. Lunch boxes, blah, blah, blah. So you can't say that they weren't booked well before. But it's definitely been a hard right turn since H took over. You know, the heel turn was definitely not expected. I think it's revitalized them.
Yes.
It certainly has. So I'd say that pending some disaster, I'd say not better, but just as good so far.
So for me, if you would have asked me this question a year ago, I would 100% agree with this. Because it just felt like they stalled out. You know what I mean? Like, they were there, they were on TV, but, like, they weren't doing anything new. They were still relying on the old bullshit. Like, granted, I like face New Day, especially when they're doing, like, the tribute gear and stuff like that. I loved all that shit. But for me, nostalgia only gets you so far. At some point, you got to revamp. At some point, you got to go away and learn a new hold. And with the heel turn at the beginning of this year, they could have done that shit 6 months ago. And I feel it would have been even better. Just for the simple fact.
Gerald, welcome to the heel faction, my brother. Thank you so much.
Cool. Do this shit about 6 months ago, I think it would have been even better. I think they'd have even more of a story progress, obviously. But this heel turn, this new version of New Day... To me, this kind of feels like how the Usos did it 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
If you need me to elaborate, remember they used to come out with the face paint, used to do the Samoan dance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, they were great, but at some point they kind of got stale. So what did they do? They went away, and they came back with this whole new street persona that was supposed to go over his fucking heels, but it got more fucking over. And I feel that's what's going on here with New Day. Is it an acquired taste because we've seen Kofi and Xavier for the last 12 years be babyface? Well, hell, we've seen Kofi since 2007 be babyface. We've never really seen him turn heel except for that short stint at the beginning of New Day, but that never fucking lasted.
Right.
This is just something that's going to be an acquired taste. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it, but either way, this new version of New Day is going to draw fucking money. And for that... That's why I believe they put the tag team titles on them at Mania to kind of refresh the shit. Yeah, they're what, 12 times, 13 times, something like that? They got a fuck ton of titles. But we've never had this New Day as champions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with number 10 just because since the beginning of the year, since the New Day turned on fucking Big E, I've been more interested in them in the last 4 months than I have in the past 5 years.
So you think they've been booked better now? Or?
Given with the recent turn, given new life into it? Yes. But like I said, if you asked me this question a year ago, I would be agreeing with this list. At least where New Day is.
Well, I think that's why I kind of said I they've been booked well the whole time.
I wouldn't even say that. I they got booked consistently, but it's been a lot of joke shit.
Yes.
They're, at this point, New Day are the locker room leaders. I mean, I still have issue fucking seeing that because, you know, I grew up, but, you know, since I was like 22, I've seen them as, you know, still kind of newest guys with Big E and Xavier.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think they're booked well, but still, like, I can't say that they were booked bad when they've got 11 title reigns. You know, they've got, you know, they had all this popularity, all this merch.
Well, let me ask you this. Think back, since Big E separated, they split them up. How many tag titles have they won?
None. Yeah.
And then they revamped it, and now they have the tag titles again.
Right. But I approve of both. That's what I'm saying. I think they're doing well. They were doing well before, and they're doing well now.
I'd say they did okay. Mm-hmm. They weren't doing good. Now they're doing fucking good.
Hey, Jake Hudson wants to join. You guys okay with that?
Yeah.
Hello?
Dude.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Doing fine, man. What's up?
I think I hear an echo. But what's going on? How you guys doing today?
Doing well, man. What's going on?
Nice to meet you guys.
You too.
Nice to finally meet, because you guys heard the songs that I made you guys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and by the way, I will have my sticker either tomorrow or Tuesday.
Okay, cool.
And you didn't have to send me the thing. They sent me a notification when you ordered it.
Okay.
Cool. You put my email in it. But so I have an opinion about it. I know that you guys are talking about WWE, but AEW is going to get someone killed.
Huh. Elaborate.
I think Edgar can hear us. I can't hear Edgar.
Oh, he's
muted. Jake?
He muted.
Nice to meet you.
You too, man. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm just like, just woke up. I'm sorry that we didn't have our meeting this morning before the show. Bullshit.
No problem, man. No problem.
But the thing is, it's like, I was tired. I was up until like 1 a.m. my time, 2 a.m. Eastern. So.
Yeah, Draven was up most of the night also. So what's up? We're talking wrestling.
Here's the number one. I think that. What do you guys think about AAA being acquired by WWE, and will it affect AEW's partnership with AAA?
AEW hasn't been working with AAA for a while already. They're working with CMLL, which is the other major promotion in Mexico. So it won't really affect anything. I think it'll be awesome. I love Vikingo. I love a lot of their AAA stars. It'll be really, I think it'll be fun to see them on
WWE. I heard Alberto TV. Got fired from AAA.
Yeah.
Alberto, but he's like the mega champion. He's like their big champion. But what are they going to do now? Are they going to have a tournament to crown the new mega champion?
I'm not entirely sure yet. I only heard about Del Rio through the dirt sheets. But there was no way that they were ever going to let him wrestle on WWE TV. So.
Yeah, because of what happened with him and Paige.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've been a wrestling fan. I've been a wrestling fan all of my life, but I remember, you know, the first people that I've ever watched talk about wrestling was Don Tony and Kevin Castle. And by the way, RIP Kevin Castle.
Okay.
Those two were the legends, and you now have. By the way, you guys are doing a good job. By the way, I hope you guys like the songs.
Oh yeah, we love them, man. Absolutely.
Oh, I've been rocking Herd shit all fucking week.
Yeah. But what do you guys think? By the way, I know you guys had to watch both nights of WrestleMania. Your review shows.
Yep.
What did you guys think? You know, night one to me was like, why did they have the main event, a triple threat for nothing? And they should have had the world championship match. That should have been, but I know a lot of people were going to say, oh, Paul Heyman turned on CM Punk or Seth Rollins, but Heyman turns on everybody.
Right.
If you work for Heyman, you always get, you know, he always turns on everybody.
Right. Well, hey, Jake, we gotta get through this list. Let me
guys, I'll leave.
No, you're good. Okay. I'll email with you tomorrow, all right? We'll set up another meeting.
Right. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh yeah. Later. Okay.
And we're back.
We are back. Thank you, Jake, for hopping on. I think I want to do that more often, like let people come in and give their opinions. But if we do, let's stick to the opinion that we're watching, that we're talking about during
Agreed.
The show.
Agreed. I like that idea.
So, but yeah. So, Edgar, what do you think about the New Day?
I'm kind of with Draven on this one, man. I'm hopeful that they actually do something else with the New Day, because I had high hopes for them when they turned heel, and I've been waiting for this. Draven says, you know, 6 months ago would have been better. I've been waiting for this for, I feel like, at least a couple years.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man, I'm sick and tired of seeing the same gimmick with the New Day. They finally turned heel, and they did it in a very interesting way, and then after that, they just, like, did nothing with them until WrestleMania. They put the titles on them. But now, I mean, I'm afraid it might be too late to put some more interest on them. As, I mean, what have they done with them since they turned heel? They haven't been wrestling much. They haven't really been. I mean, they did a couple angles with, you know, their families turning on them, I think, like when they showed up. But, like, I still don't care about the New Day right now. So,
and I don't either. They're not boring. I don't dislike them, but I guess I'm a New Day agnostic. Like, I don't really care.
Well, let me, and this is from a booker's perspective, and this is how I've booked heels for fucking ever. When you have either a heel team or a heel main event star, they don't wrestle a lot. You know what I mean? They go out there, they get on the stick, they piss the people off, they do whatever they can to get their way out of a fucking match.
Mm-hmm.
It's heel booking 101. That's exactly what New Day is doing. I guess that's why I love it so much, is because it's the same way I would have booked them. Think about it. Think about the shit with the War Raiders. They had to go in that tag team title match. They got fucking disqualified. Next thing you fucking know, anyway, they got themselves qualified. They got themselves into a predicament where not only did they get the tag team title rematch, they made it to where the War Raiders wanted that rematch at Mania. They capitalized on a moment. That's exactly how heels fucking get booked. That's how they're supposed to get booked anyway. They're fucking over his heels. You fucking hate them when you see them. And now they're champions. You want to see what tag team is now going to come in to take those belts away from them. It's heel booking 101, and I love it.
Yeah. As I said, I don't mind anything that's going on.
I think. They've had a great career. It is what it is.
So do you guys agree? Or Draven say he disagrees with this one. Do you agree or disagree with this one with the new day?
I don't agree nor disagree because I think they've been. I think they've had a great career before and now. So,
all right.
Yeah, it might be. It might be too soon to tell. They just put the titles on them, so maybe I'm hopeful. You know, we'll see what happens. All right, number nine. Are you guys ready for this one? This one's a good one.
Okay.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Get on your soapbox. I'm sitting back on this one.
I've been screaming. No,
come on, pipe bomb this.
Nope, I've been screaming about Shinsuke forever. All right, Sandlot forever. All right, they can't book a Japanese wrestler to save their fucking lives. They've got a Japanese legend. Shinsuke's a goddamn god in Japan. And he's been a fucking samurai and a ninja and an artist and whatever the fuck else they could make him except Shinsuke Nakamura.
Unless he was
a great kabuki too for a minute there.
Fair.
I can't.
Like his original NXT run? Chef's kiss.
Beautiful.
The moment he went to the main roster, the moment.
Which is so fucked up because who was running NXT when Shinsuke was there?
Hunter.
Papa H.
And now he's running the whole fucking show and they don't know how to book him? What the fuck? Just go back and watch some of your own NXT episodes, Hunter. Watch some of that old shit. That's all you gotta do. Do that. But no, he's got this fucked up samurai gimmick that nobody cares about. Like, his music comes out and people are like...
Yeah, I was kind of upset about the music change. That's part of Shinsuke's aura is not that fucking god-awful remix, but the original fucking track.
Yep.
I remember when he fucking debuted, within 48 hours, I was at the fucking mall, the music was playing on the fucking speakers, and you saw, like, many people just walking through the fucking mall. It was fucking great.
I think that one was a freebie. I think we can all agree that that one is a definitely yes.
Yeah.
And he's going to be gone soon.
Dude, let him chalk up the money, man. Let him live his best life.
I think you guys are going to agree with this next one. Where are we at? Number eight, the Wyatt Six.
Did they start before Vince left, though?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you include Bo Dallas, if you include Eric, like, if they're all, like, singles...
So we're talking about them collectively, collectively,
I still feel this is the biggest opportunity most of them have had.
Most of them. I think Nikki Cross has downgraded.
I really did kind of like that superhero gimmick that she did. Mm-hmm. It was cheesy and corny,
but I loved it. And it made her the champion. If we're talking Eric Rowan, then yeah, because he didn't have a job before they brought him back for the Wyatt Six, so I guess he's doing a little better.
You know, that was a sympathy signing. Yeah. And all due respect to Rowan, I love him as a person. I love him as a fucking worker. But that was more of a nostalgia trip.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Gacy... I mean, I guess, other than Nikki Cross, I guess...
Don't get me started. Yes. Don't get me started on Joe. Because remember a year ago or 2 years ago, we started doing booking shit?
Yeah.
And I booked him to the fucking moon because I saw so much fucking potential. And he was stuck in NXT so fucking long.
There's so much potential in the Wyatt Six. So much.
But here's the thing. At least from the shit I've read... The whole reason they've been off TV this whole time is so Bo can fucking rehab. They don't want them They want the whole fucking group on there, not just most of them.
So he's injured?
He's coming back.
Okay.
He just got cleared, so they're setting shit up. That's why the Alexa Bliss rumors of them, of her working with the White Six is coming up, because he's been cleared to fucking compete again. This has the potential. We've been saying it since day one. This has the potential to be one of the biggest factions in recent memory, if done right. And they started it phenomenally. Phenomenally.
Dude, that debut night is going to be one of the greatest night. Even
the first like 4 or 5 weeks after that, beautiful, because you didn't need them to work matches. You just need them on the show. But after they fucking worked American Alpha or American Maid or whoever the fuck Chad Gable was with at the time, once that was over with, because, you know, they killed Chad Gable 1 week and brought him back the next, it lost momentum quickly. Yep. Because who do you put them with? You don't have a rival faction for them. If that's the point, what you need to do is you need to split two into the tag team division, which it seemed like they were doing with Joe Gacy and fucking Sam Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Dexter Lumis, whatever. He's always going to be Sam to me. And they needed to put Bo, Uncle Howdy, more or less as the mouthpiece. He doesn't need to compete.
Yeah.
Nikki, let Nikki be Nikki. Nikki's fucking phenomenal, no matter what you give her. She takes chicken shit and turns it into chicken salad. Every fucking time. Sanity. The superhero shit. The fucking shit with fucking Aleister Black and NXT.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was fucking gold with her. She turns anything good. Her being a part of the White Six, I was so happy for.
Yep.
And she kind of became the fucking forerunner.
Yeah.
Loved it. And then you got Eric Rowan, which could just be your muscle. You know, he doesn't have to work matches per se. He can just go in there and fucking hit a claw slam and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's the potential there. It's just got to be booked right. And they need a rival faction to fucking work.
Hey, Benjamin, thank you so much.
If they don't have a rival faction, it's not going to work out. They're going to get stale. They're going to disappear again. What made the Wyatts so good? Who do they feud with?
Good guys?
The Shield.
Oh, yeah.
When the Shield was gone, what happened?
Thank you, sir.
They kind of separated the Wyatts. Bray went off and did his own shit. Harper and Rowan went over and did their own shit. But when they needed to come back together, they did. Because it worked perfectly until they need to come back together.
No, man. Need a cap? So, if you're interested in these caps...
These are show exclusives.
Yeah. If you're interested in these caps... send us an email and maybe we can just put a big order together for.
I got a big order coming. I gotta click the button. Okay. But typically these are wrestling show exclusive hats. But if you want one, send us an email. We'll get some worked out.
Yeah.
I do love this
hat. HeelShitPodcast@gmail.com. If there's enough of you that want one, we will make an order for everybody.
We'll get it figured out. So as far as them being on this list, I have to agree. Because they're stale. I mean, if you can prove me wrong, please prove me wrong. But from a booking perspective, you got to have a yin to your yang. You got to have a baby to the heel.
Yeah, then the story that I saw about their plans to have Alexa Bliss actually run the Wyatt Six when they come back to TV.
Makes sense. But then what you do with Uncle Howdy?
He's the worker, maybe. I don't know.
Pick him off. Let him revert back to Bo.
Maybe.
Let him really, like, kind of develop his own version of Bray, in a way. Mm. Quit hiding behind the gimmick of Uncle Howdy.
Yeah.
But that's the way I'd do it.
Mm.
Turn them heel, make him a fucking baby face. Ooh. Rowan has that fucking conflict of interest. Because, you know, Bray's little brother, but this is the Wyatt thing. You can bring Braun back in, give him something to fucking do. Almost have an original Wyatt versus Wyatt kind of gimmick.
Yeah, that's a lot they could do. What do you think about it, Edgar?
The crazy thing about this is, like, I get Bo Dallas is the leader, he gets injured, and then we don't see none of them. Like the tag team with Joe Gacy and
Sam Shaw.
Who was the other guy?
Sam Shaw. Dexter Loomis. No. What are you
Dexter
calling?
Dexter Loomis.
Well, Sam Shaw's that's his name.
They're even more exciting than the matches that they've had were more exciting than the matches that Uncle Howdy has had.
Because when it comes to Howdy, he's trying too much to mimic Bray. He's not working his style like he used to.
So I think because of that, I'm going to have to agree with this because they're all completely off TV. And then if they do this thing with Alexa Bliss, then we're going to see everyone again. But at this point, again, kind of like the New Day, it might be too late. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Before we go on to the next one, let's throw it to another commercial.
Let me introduce you to our new sponsor, Smackin' Sunflower Seeds. Check us out. They sent us this huge box of samples with all these amazing flavors, from traditional flavors like the OG and ranch, to unique flavors like cinnamon churro and my favorite, backyard barbecue.
Absolutely. Let's not forget garlic parmesan, cracked black pepper, and my personal favorite, the maple brown sugar. It is grade A, phenomenal, my guy.
So me, Draven, and Miner all sat down, went through all these flavors. Of course, we each had our favorite, but one thing we agreed on, this is an amazing brand. If you're a sunflower seed eater, definitely need to check this out. If you're not a sunflower seed eater, you still need to check these out. Because they've got a flavor that you like, without question. Miner's favorite was dill pickle. I like the barbecue. Use the link in the description. And enjoy.
All right, we are back. I want to remind everyone one more time about the YouTube memberships. As low as, you know, basically one tier, $1.99 a month. Get you all the membership-only videos, the merch at cost, all that good stuff. Yeah. Check it out. Robert, I don't know. We're glad that you're here now, though. And Albert, why?
Why not?
Why what?
Why not?
All right. What you got next?
Speaking of the Wyatt Six, y'all, at number 7... Alexa Bliss. Now, mind you, she was put on this list because at one point, a while back, she was champion and, you know, she was a top draw in the women's division. And then she got put in the Wyatt Six and then she got pregnant. She left. She came back recently at the Royal Rumble, last Royal Rumble. And then she disappeared again. So thoughts on that?
There really isn't enough data to know at this point because she's been gone the entire time except for the Rumble. Like, she wasn't wrestling. She hadn't wrestled at all during Triple H's time.
Like 2 years.
Yeah.
About 2 years. So, here's my thing. And this goes back to a booking thing. At some point, you kind of have to let something cool down. Because if you don't, it gets stale. But if you let it cool down, you get to the point where you miss it, where you want it, where you crave it almost. And that's when you bring it back. Now, fortunately, unfortunately, however you want to see it, you know, she did get pregnant. She had a child. But she also has some health issues after the pregnancy. She had the skin cancer scare, some whatever the fuck it was. So it took her out for even more of the time. My thought of this... And I'm agreeing with you. There's not enough data because she's been gone for so long. But because she's been gone for so long, she's going to be white hot regardless of when she comes back and where she comes back. She can come back with that god-awful cheerleading outfit and be fucking over as hell because everybody wants to see Alexa. I mean, don't get me wrong. And Dark can vouch for this. There was a time that I did not give a fuck about Alexa Bliss. And he would preach it to me. And I just wouldn't fucking care. But because she's been gone, and now I value what I had, when she was here, I want to see more of her.
Yeah, I definitely want to see more of her.
Yeah. It's like John Cena. You know, when he was there full time every fucking week winning these 15, 16 world titles, it felt like it was getting shoved down my throat and I didn't like it. But once he went part time and once he went away, I was able to look back and value what he was doing. Make sense?
Yes. Yeah. All right. Koji.
What you got?
So.
Hold on a second, Edgar. Hold on a second.
Okay.
So this dude is saying that we're just hating to hate that that the NOI family wouldn't be back in WWE if Triple H was racist. We've already been through that, dog. Samoans aren't the people he's racist about. All right. They're Islanders. They're Pacific Islanders. They're not black. His issue has always been with other, and it may just be, obviously, without, you know, when you're now looking at Jade and Naomi, you know, maybe he doesn't have that problem with the girls, but he's always had that issue with the male wrestlers. So, whatever you say.
So, explain to me what he said about the NOI family.
That if he was racist, they wouldn't be back in the WWE. Like,
what do you mean, be back? They've never fucking left.
Yeah.
It went from fucking Rikishi to his fucking kids to his fucking nephew.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been in WWE for fucking... Explain that to me.
Just somebody trying to call people a hater just to be a hater.
I mean, you are a hater for other reasons.
Anyway, what you got next? What are we talking about?
Well, I want his opinion on the Alexa Bliss thing.
Oh, the Alexa Bliss thing, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to agree with this one because, like, the rest of the Wyatt family, Bo Dallas gets injured and Alexa Bliss disappears. But again, we go back to she used to be a top player. I mean, especially now with those mid-card titles, the Intercontinental Women's Championship, the U.S. Women's Championship. Why? I mean, they could have still done something with her, I feel like, in that division. I mean, people love her. People are invested in her, and then they just do nothing with her.
I agree.
And that's,
she hasn't been booked particularly well for a while.
She hasn't been booked at all.
Right, a lot of the time she hasn't been booked at all. But I don't know. I think they took that supernatural thing way too far with her gimmick. I think since then she needs to go back to being the goddess, like we've said over and over again. Like the whole doll and the slime and they went way too far with that supernatural shit, and they kept it around for way too long.
Yeah, I didn't really understand what you said at WrestleMania.
Russell, thank you so much.
All right. What you got next on this list?
Number 6, El Ídolo Andrade.
I don't give two fucks a damn or a shit about that motherfucker.
I can't say that he was booked well either way. Like, there's a reason why he left the first time.
I mean, he was booked good in NXT, but again... Triple H was running that NXT.
Yeah, it doesn't help anything. So, I like his in-ring ability.
Oh, he's a solid worker. He's boring.
He's boring as fuck. Yeah, that's the problem with Andre.
He falls in the same category to me as The Miz, of Dolph Ziggler. He's a solid hand, but what sets you out?
Yeah.
And don't say you fuck Charlotte Flair. Nobody gives a fuck.
No, it's bestiality at this point.
The bitch didn't sweat.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, since he came back, and since Andrade came back, it's been like a year now. I think last year is when he came back, 2024. He had a few good matches. He had that feud, that best of 7 with Carmelo Hayes. And that was it. I think that's where they were like, okay, we're going to move on to the next thing or move on to someone else. And we haven't seen much of him since. That could be also, I mean, the whole Charlotte thing. You guys think the whole Charlotte thing might have affected his run or his push?
No.
No.
I don't know, man. I don't know why they keep making the same mistakes. And we can talk about this at the end of the show, but they're about to fuck up Aleister Black again, too. I can see it coming. They're about to fuck his whole shit up again. Like, they don't learn from their mistakes, even though Triple H is a different booker now. They just don't learn. So that's that.
Yeah, well, I mean, Aleister Black is a Triple H guy, isn't he?
He's 100%. He's going to
be good.
Not if that debut had any... Come on. No, sorry.
They put the belt on his wife on the day that he returned.
I don't give a fuck. He might not be cut anytime soon, but to come out and do his raising up thing and come out and do all that just to kick the Miz and then like not say anything, not be involved in a match, not be involved in an angle, just to come out and kick the Miz, like he's doomed. Already, he's fucking doomed.
So I got a second. How many crossroads did it take to beat the Miz?
4, but this wasn't a match. This was nothing.
And I've seen Aleister beat the Miz with one spinning heel kick.
That's fine.
I'm just saying. This kind of goes back to what I just said about the solid hands. Andrade, Dolph, Miz. Miz is always going to be where you need him to be. Don't mean he's actually going to be in a fucking feud with him.
That's what I'm saying. But his debut needed to have something more than a throwaway segment. He's not going to feud with the Miz.
Like he may have a match next week on SmackDown or even the following week.
They are. They announced a match versus the Miz next week on SmackDown.
Then it's going to be like a 2-minute squash.
Right.
Which is fine. That's what they need to do to Aleister. He's more
Aleister. Aleister got the exact same debut as Rusev did the week before.
What did you expect?
Something more important for Aleister Black.
Dude, he got his full fucking retro entrance and shit back. I mean, he's already fucking over. Unlike Rusev.
Aleister Black versus The Miz and then Aleister Black versus Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, well, that was the number 6 was about Andrade and then it turned into Aleister Black somehow.
Yeah, because Andrade is so fucking boring.
You guys ready for number 5?
Yeah, sure.
Solo Sikoa, the real tribal chief.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, wait. Leave that out because we'll get a TikTok ban on that one.
TRTC, the real tribal chief, Solo Sikoa. They're saying here that, you know, he started strong, debuting at Clash at the Castle, becoming the Bloodline silent enforcer, but since then, his character has stalled.
Well,
it certainly has, but I can't remember where in that Bloodline storyline that Triple H took over. Was it before John Cena, after John Cena?
I want to say it was after Roman lost the belt, because that was like the first WrestleMania of the Paul Levesque era. So going from there on, all you had was Solo and Jimmy and Paul. So he brought in Tama and fucking Loa and Jacob and kind of like created his own bloodline. And to me, it's always felt like it was a means to an end to get Roman over. None of us except you expected Solo to actually fucking come out on top on this one.
I love you, Solo.
You're the only one. But I mean, if me getting Jacob Fatu in the WWE, let alone him being United States champion, means Solo takes a back seat. Fuck it, because let's keep it 100, as Jacob says. Fatu is more of a fucking draw than Solo will ever be.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Now, do I agree with this assessment? Yes, I do. But I always saw Solo taking over this new bloodline as a means to an end. I think it went a little fucking long. I think it should have ended at War Games.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really not mad with the end result. We got a great match, in my opinion, one of the two matches of the night on Raw Netflix. It opened the show. It shows what happens when you have a great start and a great finish.
Yep.
That's how every wrestling show should be. A great start and a great finish.
I agree.
But Solo's time, and I know this is going to break your heart, Solo's time's come to an end.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it has to.
He really just needs to get off of TV for 3 or 4 months, let people fucking forget him, and let Jacob do his own fucking thing. Even if that means Jacob beats the fuck out of him, he runs an injury angle for 3 or 4 months, and then have fucking Solo come back, and you can fucking run that for 2-3 fucking pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Solo Sikoa is going to be the next Undisputed Champion. No, I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding. No, in all seriousness, I think
what they were expecting
with Solo Sikoa is like, since Jey Uso got over when he, you know, went and did his own thing after the whole bloodline thing and he left Roman Reigns, Jey Uso got over. I think they were kind of hoping the same thing would happen with Solo, but it didn't.
Mm.
And now, you know, Jacob Fatu is back and, I mean, he's in the WWE. And, yeah, now he's just pretty much just there. Like, he's not really... He kind of looks like the lackey now for Jacob Fatu, which is kind of weird.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. But I think everyone's expecting Solo to turn on Jacob at some point.
Definitely. I don't know. Yeah.
No, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we could all agree with Solo Sikoa as number 5 then.
100%.
All right. Number 4 is going to be, this one gets me mad.
Okay.
Because they put Drew McIntyre as number 4 on this list.
What?
As being ruined under the Triple H era.
Didn't he have feud of the fucking year last year? Isn't he one of the best things going today?
Yes, 100%. They're crazy.
So their reasoning behind this is his momentum has taken a nosedive in recent years. Since the pandemic era, he's lost multiple world title matches, turned heel with little build, and played second fiddle in other people's storylines. Drew McIntyre, y'all. This is who we're talking about.
Good sir. First off, you could tell this fucking whore to take that and shove it directly up her fucking ass. All right. Explain this to me. He main evented multiple pay-per-views last year.
Yeah.
He not only got feud of the year for WWE, he got match of the year for WWE with the same dance partner. His character work is the best it's ever fucking been.
Yeah.
You want to bring in the fucking COVID shit? He fucking put the company on his fucking back in an era where there were no fucking fans. And he had to fucking make chicken salad out of chicken shit. He did the best he could with what he had. And I fucking dare you to find me somebody else in that fucking time, and please don't fucking say Roman Reigns, because of his fucking health issues, he couldn't be on fucking TV. We couldn't fucking risk it. He was the best person for the job at the fucking time. He made the best of it, and yeah, he may have lost multiple pay-per-views. Yeah, he may have lost multiple titles. Show me a motherfucker that hasn't.
show me somebody's win-loss record, and please don't bring up Undertaker's undefeated streak at fucking WrestleMania. There's even blemishes on that at this point. You know, in a world where wins and losses aren't supposed to fucking mean a thing, it's all about the fucking story, they really pick and choose when that fucking's true and when it's not. Drew McIntyre should be on the top 10 of the best booked gimmicks in wrestling in the last 5 fucking years.
I think so, too.
This one is fucking bullshit, my guy.
Maybe we can create our own list and talk about that next time.
Think I fucking won't. I'll have you one tonight. What you think?
So I just want to add something real quick. The reasoning behind Drew McIntyre being on this list is he deserves a true world title reign in front of fans, but under Triple H, it seems less likely than ever.
Okay, that I do agree with. I do agree. He deserves
absolutely
the main event spot. He deserves the world title. But if you're talking about the bullshit from last year where Damian cashed in, there was no other fucking place for it to fucking make sense than right there. And what fucking happened because of it? We had a fucking banger of a fucking street fight the following year at WrestleMania because of it. Long-term booking. People always want the right here, right now. They don't think about fucking 6 months. They don't think about a fucking year. I guarantee you that if they didn't have to get the briefcase off fucking Damian, McIntyre was going to have a 7-8-month title. Gunther would not have got that fucking belt. Regardless, Damian was going to get the fucking title off of Drew. But we wouldn't have had fucking Gunther as a fucking world champion. We wouldn't have the most mid-card world title run in the history of fucking mankind. We also wouldn't got Yeet of Mania.
Right.
I have a feeling Drew McIntyre is going to be the guy to take the belt off John Cena.
Who? Drew?
Yeah.
It's not a...
It's not... questionable. I could see it.
I can see it. Have we seen that match?
Back when he was like 3MB or some shit.
Oh, Jesus.
But,
yeah,
but not like this, Drew.
We definitely need that match.
But if we're talking about Cena, though, I still wouldn't be mad if he just like went out to the fucking ring his last night and put the fucking title in the fucking ring. I mean, they're already giving me the fucking match I want at Backlash.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I wanted at fucking Mania.
Yeah, but I think I don't know. I could see Drew taking it to be the thing that turns Cena baby again before he retires, like as the last thing. I don't think he's going to retire a heel.
No, there's no fucking way.
Yeah. So,
also the fact that his fucking merch sales have gone through the fucking roof since turning fucking heel, because all of us fucking adults have adult money now. Let's be real.
What are your thoughts, Dark, about this Drew McIntyre being, being hurt by the Triple H era?
I think they're crazy. I think they don't understand the nuance in his character work. They don't understand the psychology. He is top of the market on that. I mean, his psychology and all these feuds since before CM Punk have been spectacular. His character work has been amazing.
Hell,
and working his with ring work has been
top notch,
outstanding,
top three the last 5 years.
I think he'll get that title reign without question. And it's going to be a great reign, and I don't have a problem at all with what H has done for him.
No, Drew's been fucking excelling.
1,000% disagree with this one for sure. When it comes to Drew McIntyre, no. But number three, I think you guys might agree with number three.
Hold up. Before we go to that, let's throw it to another quick commercial. Get your drink on.
No, I'm still not feeling it from last weekend.
All right, we are back. What you got next?
We got the San Jose native, the homegirl from the West Coast over here in my neck of the woods, Bayley at number three as being ruined by the Triple H era. How have you guys been feeling Bayley as of late?
I actually tend to agree with this one. She again, during the pandemic era, she was the WWE women's division. She carried the entire division on her back. She had a badass, no nonsense character.
We're talking about post hugger, right?
Post hugger.
Okay.
Definitely post hugger. I think that was the best time in her career. And I've been wondering what the fuck has been going on with Bayley for a while. Until, yeah. I like the fact that she won the Royal Rumble. She got her belt back, but there's just not been the same kind of edge.
She's better as a heel. She really is.
As a heel.
Yeah. I love Bayley. 100%. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. Bayley. So, I'm on the fence. Because let's kind of break this down a little bit. Yeah, her booking's not been great, but she's also been out for a very long fucking time with that fucking knee injury that was only supposed to be like a 6-8 month thing. She was out over a fucking year. And if we go back and listen to the CVV interview that she did earlier last week that aired this week, her knees are still fucked up.
Right.
She can't do half the shit that she used to. So let me ask you this. If that's the case, why would you put her in the same fucking spot before her wheel got fucked up? It makes more sense for her to kind of step back. Let this new era of fucking women come in. Now, the whole bullshit at WrestleMania with fucking Becky and Bayley and all that shit. TBD, we're not here to discuss that. But I feel that even with Bayley in that match, if Bayley was in that match, they weren't going to lose the titles. Liv and Raquel are going to retain. And then what? You're going to bitch that Bayley lost yet another WrestleMania match. So I think that worked, in at least my opinion, that worked out better for everyone involved.
That's fine. I think my biggest problem was they took that WrestleMania exposure and payday away from her for nothing.
I thought she got injured.
Nope.
It's come out that they just took the spot because they wanted Becky on the show.
Wow. Fuck Becky.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
She was so much hotter before she had the kid.
I was agreeing with his version of fucker. Not that's not what I meant.
But I meant like in the Hulk Hogan sense.
Yeah.
Fuck a Hulk Hogan. Hakula. But at least for me, what they've been doing with Bayley as far as like kind of like pulling her back some, because I know the extent of her injuries and everything she's gone through, because I've had knee surgeries myself,
right.
It makes more sense. Like, she's 35. She's already on one bad wheel. She don't got much longer.
Yeah.
Why put her in that main event slot? Why make her fucking do all that shit when, you know, dropping to your knees one fucking time can fucking cripple you for the whole fucking match?
Yeah.
She just needs, if she wants to work, cool. But she don't need to. Yeah. I mean, let's think about it. And a lot of people don't think about this. She's been in WWE since 2014.
Yeah.
Over 10 years. And look at the shit she's done in the last 10 fucking years. She's almost done everything but have a fucking romance storyline.
Right.
You know, Lana and Bobby Lashley took care of that one. She's done everything there is to do. She has nothing left to prove. As far as her booking, I think she has a lot to say about that. I don't think it's all Triple H is saying, fuck it, we're not going to use you. I think Bayley's like, listen, I'm fucked up. Use me where you need me, but only where you need me. I don't need to be on TV. You got this whole new batch of women.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let me take that spot from them.
Mm.
So I'm going to have to disagree with that.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, I would have much rather see Bayley win at WrestleMania, and I get the whole injury stuff, but I was actually looking forward to seeing Bayley be the one to become the next women's intercontinental champion. Now it looks like it's going to be Becky. And with no explanation, she was just taken off the card at WrestleMania, like, just like that. And
I'm sure it's going to come out. I'm sure we're going to find out in the next few days or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with it because we got the Lyra Becky feud going on. We got the teacher versus student thing going. It's a good storyline. For me, at least, yeah, let Becky have the title. Put some legitimacy to it. And then
we saw that already with the NXT title between them two.
It fucking worked. Because remember, at that point in time, NXT 2.0 was fucking dog shit.
Oh, shit, Randy. Appreciate you, man. Welcome to the heel faction.
Think about that. It's the same time Balor went down.
Becky versus Lyra?
For the NXT title?
It wasn't NXT 2.0. I feel like it was like...
No, it was NXT 2.0 because it was the same time they fucking shot fucking Finn Balor down there to fucking increase the goddamn ratings. They had to make NXT period fucking relevant again.
Hmm. Okay.
And then they put it back on Ciampa from Balor. Then they went colorful. Then they put it on Breaker. And then they had that stupid bullshit where they had Breaker break an old version of the NXT logo for the fucking entrance. And then it just became dog water again. And then fucking they put the shit on fucking Breaker. And he did everything he fucking could to make it relevant.
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, so yeah, as far as Bayley goes, I think I kind of agree with the article on this one.
All right, let's go on to number two, you guys. Number two, this one hurts my soul because they're 100% right about this one. Austin Theory, my boy. My boy, Austin Theory. I can't disagree.
No, there's no way I can disagree.
I can't disagree with any of it because even his NXT run sucked ass. His NXT run, that stupid selfie gimmick, the fucking Chosen One 2.0, this down under bullshit. Granted, he's done the best he could with what he's given, but he deserves so much fucking more. He's legitimately the next generation of WWE. You're going to see him 10, 15 years down the fucking line. And I understand, you know, you got to eat some shit to fucking find the good stuff. He's eating enough fucking shit. Put him with fucking Heyman, Seth, and Braun.
I agree.
Who was it? Go ahead, Dark.
No, I agree. I think, but I think he's been booked like dog shit the entire time, though. I mean, the only reason he was U.S. champ is because for some reason Vince had a hard on for that boy. Like, serious. Serious.
Because he had fucking talent, but that fucking selfie gimmick was just...
Yeah. Yeah. And he is. He is an outstanding wrestler. His physique is ridiculous. He has everything. He just needs a group. And there's a new one for him.
It's perfect time. And look, ever since I said something about that last week, what's been happening? Yep. Everybody's been jumping on that gravy train.
Yep.
Yeah, he went from being, Vince's little prodigy project, and he even beat John Cena at WrestleMania at one point, and then Vince leaves.
Don't fucking get me started on that bullshit.
That was the most cookie cutter John Cena match of all time. Like, everyone he doesn't give a fuck about is the exact same match. I'm gonna push you in the AA too close to the ropes. You're gonna grab it. I'm gonna pull you off and hit the ref, and then you're gonna do something heelish. You know,
it was
same shit recycled.
You know who else beat John Cena?
You fucking say Solo, I swear to God.
Well,
I love you. Nah.
No,
why do you sound like you're gargling balls when you say that?
Because I love you, Solo.
I hope you watch the motherfuckers.
Jesus. Oh god, I don't even know what I was gonna say. Oh, when see that's the crazy thing about Solo is like after he beat Cena, I was like, all right, this kid, they feel this kid, he's gonna do something great, and then
yep, same thing happened with Theory. As soon as Triple H took over, Theory went back down to not even the mid card to not being used at all. Yep. And when he was being used, he was just getting beat like viciously, and he's even getting beat by celebrities now. Like he's like the punching bag. He got chokeslammed by
Jelly Roll, one
comedian.
Yeah, Jelly Roll, Gabriel Iglesias. No, Bert Kreischer.
Yes, that guy.
Bert Kreischer chokeslammed him. Yes.
Dude, every celebrity has chokeslammed Austin Theory. It's almost like the Pete Rose of the 2020s.
Yeah, so he's that
guy. It's like, now. We know he's a great bumper, all right? And he probably volunteers to show off that. And
wait, what? I get a payday for taking one fucking bump? Fucking count me in.
Yeah, for sure. And he's an amazing bumper. But still, I can't.
Do you guys think that, Draven, you kind of spoke on this a little bit. There's hope for Austin Theory. Do you guys think?
Yeah, 100%. He's got all the talent in the world. He's got charisma.
Under Triple H's era, you guys think
yes.
He still has a chance?
Okay. He has a chance. Because not everybody can be the top guy at one fucking time.
Yeah.
At some point, somebody's got to be at the top of the fucking mountain. Somebody's got to be at the fucking foothills. Right now, it's just Austin Theory's turn. But like he just said, he just needs a good faction. And right now, the best possible faction right now just fucking started back up on Raw. You got Seth. You got Paul. You got Braun. Add him to that. And I know everybody's been calling it Evolution 2.0. That's pretty much what it is. Now, obviously, they're going to have some catchy fucking new name. Probably some bullshit fucking new music. But if they really wanted to fucking run with this, call it Evolution.
Man.
Seriously.
I wouldn't do that.
I would.
Damn, that'd be wild.
Dude.
I mean, they did. I mean, they
dude,
they
did to hear the fucking line, to go to a live event and hear Line in the Sand again over the fucking PA. Fucking chills. That's my favorite WWE theme of all time.
Really?
The Evolution theme? Yes. Like, I used to dream of, like, walking out to that at my wedding.
That was Motorhead too, right?
That was what?
Motorhead?
Yeah, Motorhead did that.
Motorhead,
yeah. If it involved Triple H, anything after 2000, yeah, it was Motorhead.
It was a good song. I mean, I'd be down for that. They brought back the LWO. Why not bring back Evolution? Shit. Be a lot better.
Why not?
I mean, you kind of passed the torch to fucking Seth Rollins with that match of Triple H a few years ago with Mania. Why the fuck not?
Mm-hmm. I guess so. We'll see. Right, there's definitely going to be another person, but that's neither here nor there. Go ahead. What do you got next?
All right. This one's going to get your wheels spinning. At number one, Finn Balor as being ruined by the Triple H era.
I cannot agree with that because it was well known that Vince didn't care for Finn at all. Said he was injury prone. He didn't trust him.
He got injured one fucking time.
I know. And he just. So after that win and that torn, what did he tear? Or did you break his shoulder?
No, he tore a muscle.
He dislocated his shoulder, I think.
So once that happened, Vince was never going to put him in a position again.
But you know what? In the fucking books, first ever Universal Champion.
Yep.
You can't take that fucking away from him.
Nope. Yeah, so... For a night.
It don't matter if it was for a fucking minute. Ask Jeff Hardy.
No, but I mean... He wasn't booked well before... Since H-Tech took over. He did have one title match against Rollins, right?
A couple. I think he had back-to-back ones. But this was like Judgment Day Balor.
Yeah.
That heel Prince Balor that we got in NXT when he went back down there, That's the Balor I fucking want.
Yep.
Now, I've said it publicly. I'll say it here again. This Judgment Day version's kind of like that, but it still feels kind of like it's comedy.
Yeah.
Even when, like, he first got in there and they kicked out Edge and it was supposed to be all serious and shit, he still felt kind of comedy, especially that first night he came out with baggy-ass pants and the fucking tennis shoes. Like, what the fuck is this? This is not you. You have the body of a Greek god. Show your pants, Grandpa!
Shit. I think he should be a perennial main eventer. And the fact that he's not, he hasn't been since his title reign, or his one night title reign.
Well, I mean, he did go back and got the NXT title. For what it's worth, I mean, he did put that on his fucking back for a few months.
Yeah.
I think
he needs to break away from any kind of faction.
It's coming.
And just be Prince Devitt again.
Or at least bust out the fucking demon.
Every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah, even if it's just like once a year.
Talking about Finn Balor, Mario.
I mean, call it what it is. They never ever used it. Every time he did the demon, it made sense. And it fucking drew.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, I don't know why he announced that he was never going to do the demon again. I don't know. That's obviously, never say never in wrestling.
I know, the truth.
But he'll never, I don't see him ever bringing that back while being a part of a faction. He's got to break apart. It's got to be just Finn Balor. You know, resurrect the
even if he just brings back the Prince, like that NXT heel Prince, just do that.
Yeah, well, that was his. Over. That was his Prince Devitt character before he came to WWE.
Well, I know that.
And he was diabolical.
Even if he does rehash Balor Club,
yeah,
Finn Balor, that was fucking over.
Yeah, he's always been over. I mean,
when he started wearing like the different colored trunks, it kind of washed him off. Yeah, but he's always been a draw. That's the thing.
Mario, Balor's finisher sucks because they won't let him use a real finisher.
That has nothing to do with fucking Loki. That motherfucker can go suck eggs.
Yeah, Loki can go fuck himself.
Yeah, 100%. Which is weird. That's something we need to talk about on another time. The fact he can use it in NXT and can't use it on the main event. And we got the package power driver showing up now.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. Balor is being wasted. But I think, kind of like with Solo, it's a means to an end to get him out of Judgment Day and let him basically run rampant. And who knows? Maybe it's going to turn into a thing where you bring back Finn and Damian and Rhea for like a little one-night gimmick versus OG Judgment Day versus the new one. Maybe we hear fucking Alter Bridge one more time. But hey, here's a check with a lot of zeros. Let's use your song for one night. And done.
Sure.
That's the final countdown.
Yeah, Outlaw, Tor saying Finn's definitely being wasted. And Mario, his real finisher is called the Bloody Sunday.
Or 1916 in WWE. Fucking stupid shit. Either way, I have to disagree. I think Balor has been as relevant as ever, if not more relevant, in the past couple years than he has been previously.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think.
And to the fucking cunt that fucking wrote this shit, she needs to do her fucking research better.
The Irish nightmare has spoketh. What do you think, man?
But I left him down at Tampa.
Dude, I was so big on Finn Balor when he won the Universal title, and I was upset that he had to relinquish it, but I thought for sure he was going to get it back. I'm like, this isn't this isn't the last we'll see of Finn Balor at the top with that title, and it was. Like,
before, for some reason, and he's not injury prone, he got hurt that one time because
fucking botch.
Because Rollins hurts people with that with that buckle bomb. It's not just Finn.
I'm not disagreeing with it.
Right. For some reason, Vince was immediately injury prone. He's not reliable. He's not, you know, we can't trust him to carry anything. And he never got put back in that position.
But then he went back to fucking NXT and proved fucking Vince wrong, at least in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do you guys remember when Seth Rollins was the world champion? He had that feud with Finn Balor, and I thought, this is perfect. This is like full circle moment.
Yeah,
exactly.
The guy that injured him, the reason he had to relinquish the Universal title, he's going to face him for the World Heavyweight Championship, and Finn Balor's going to beat him.
I never thought he was going to beat him.
Perfect.
I never thought he was going to beat him.
No.
No.
Shit, man. I thought because of all the history, I'm like, Finn has to win. And I was so mad that he didn't.
No, because they worked so hard to build Seth up to be the world champion that he was going to hold it for a legitimate long fucking time. Yeah. And that was what? Month three, month four of his reign? Yeah, it was nowhere near time. Because at that point, I mean, even though we've called it the third world title in WWE, they were still trying to make it legitimate. They were still trying to make it relevant.
Yeah.
And have it bump from one worker to another worker to another worker to another worker like it's an indie title. It just demeans basically a useless belt. So,
yeah.
I mean, think about it. You have four world champions with that current title.
Mm.
Maybe five if I'm miscounting. Four or five. But Seth, being the standard bearer, being the quote-unquote first world champion, at least this iteration of it, means something.
Yeah.
Because he basically won it as a heel, and during that match, he turned babyface. A lot of people didn't fucking notice that. He was full-on heel going into that fucking tournament, and the night he won it, he turned baby. And became a workhorse champion. That's what that belt needed.
Yeah.
You needed a babyface to fucking run that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was so pissed off when Seth Rollins won, and then, yeah, that was the first time Finn Balor got a shot at the title since 2015 or 16 or whatever. So we're talking almost like fucking 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
But now it looks like Finn Balor is going to get a shot at the Intercontinental Championship, which is better than nothing. And right now, Dom is a champion. The fans are getting behind Dom. If Finn Balor turns on Dom, he beats him for the title, that'll put a lot of heat on Balor, and I think that's when we get that NXT version of Finn Balor Draven was talking about earlier. But other than that, if that even happens, I'm just, you know, guessing here.
Yep.
But if not, then I'm going to have to agree with Finn Balor being on this fucking list, because goddamn, man, he deserves another guy that deserves a lot more, I feel like. But
100%. And it's another one of those things. It doesn't seem like he's been there that long, but he's been there over a decade.
Yeah.
Like, it only seems like he's been there a couple of years just because it's a similar mindset for basically all the NXT guys.
Yep.
But he's been there a fucking decade.
Mm-hmm.
He worked NXT for 2 years, got brought up to the main roster 2 years in 2016, won the fucking main belt that they were trying to fucking legitimize. Unfortunately, got fucking injured, and then he was never given the quote-unquote opportunity that Vince always gave to fucking prove otherwise. And he's only been injured the one fucking time.
Yeah.
But he's injury prone. Explain that.
Bullshit. So, all right, well, I like that, Edgar. That was a good list.
Yeah. But you go tell that fucking cunt to do her research before she does another one. Stupid bitch.
I think the list was pretty good, except for Drew McIntyre. That's the only one that
there's a couple on there that. That's the reason I asked you when we first started this. I wanted to know when this was written.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, if you would have gave me this list 6 months ago, other than Drew and Finn, I would have agreed with it. Mm-hmm. But since we're post WrestleMania and we're all in new storylines and shit, I doubt. Mm-mm. She needs to do her fucking research.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think this list was pretty much.
What was the exact date?
On like, April 17th.
So the Thursday before Mania. So the weekend or the week before a lot of the major storylines closed out. This was one of those. This to me kind of feels clickbaity. This could have waited a few more days and put out the day after fucking WrestleMania for you to get your fucking facts straight.
Right. Maybe.
Now, this, I think this list was just based on like a lot of personal feelings. It wasn't really like subjective, you know. I think these are like her favorite wrestlers. They're just kind of pick and choosing here.
I gotcha.
But I mean, they had some good points. That's why I wanted to bring it up to you guys, see what you guys thought.
Yeah, they had some good points, but then they had some bullshit points. Especially for fucking McIntyre.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. It almost sounded like you were talking about 3MB McIntyre. Like, the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah,
That's all I had for y'all today.
We should do this more often with the list and go through and see how retarded other commentators are.
Sounds good.
I need someone to make a graphic, like the list of Jericho thing. We have the list of Snug.
Yeah, maybe next week we can talk about this more. We can do like the opposite, like who has actually accomplished more or has advanced more under the Triple H booking.
100%. I'm fucking down for that.
Yeah, for sure.
Preferably with more sleep. But yeah, I'm definitely down.
Right on.
Hold on a second.
What's up?
Johnny says, called
Braun, Seth, and Heyman group, the trifecta of terror. How much more 80s can you fucking get? The fuck?
They said,
oh, we go
Heyman's group, Pierce just called Heyman's group the trifecta of terror.
Please. Okay. Fucking please. Can we put them against Demolition? The winners go after the Road Warriors.
The trifecta of terror.
I don't like it. I don't like the name. Fix it. It's like the Viking experience. Do it for 1 week and then come back with something better.
Yeah, no, it's...
That's too fucking...
A faction doesn't work with just two wrestlers. I'm sorry. There has to be a third wrestler.
We already had the Terror Twins. I don't think we got to do the trifecta of terror anymore.
Right, Outlaw? Terrible stable name.
God. Seriously. It's almost as bad as Forbidden Kingdom.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck it, we're over. I don't give a shit.
Well... Anything else?
No, that was it, pretty much.
All right, Snug, why don't you take us out this time? Plug your shit, and we'll throw our merch up, and then we'll be done.
Hit me up, y'all, at Snug Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and all the social medias.
Yeah.
Leave a star rating, leave a review, subscribe, all that good stuff. Because it was WrestleMania weekend this week, I put out so much fucking content.
He was drunk in a parking lot bitching the whole time. No lies.
Yeah, I was really venting about the whole John Cena thing.
Yeah, he was.
It was a crazy, crazy weekend. So go check out all my stuff. I also made a video of... I bought the silver priority pass for WrestleMania. I made a video about what I got, the perks, what you get with that. How much it cost? Was it worth it? Go check that out on YouTube.
Send me the link for that one. I would very much like to see that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Beautiful. Sounds good.
Oh, fuck. I got to go to work. God damn it. Everything he just said, do it for all of our shit. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the Tiki-Toki, the Fippy Fappy.
All at Heel Shit Podcast. Yeah,
if it's on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Become a member of the Heel Faction, $1.99. It's such good shit. And go ahead and hit that shit about the merch.
The merch
is fucking beautiful. We have the TFK merchandise. We have the HSP merchandise. We have all individual members. Fuck Logan Paul. Fucking dildos. I don't know. All at the fucking merch.
All that good shit. Yeah. All right. Well... After nearly 2 hours and no sleep last night, Draven's done. So we're going to get out of here for Draven Grimes and Edgar from the Snug Wrestling Podcast. Look at the definition.
I got you. The definition! Oh, fuck, I'm tired.
All right, guys. All right, I hope you enjoyed as much as we did. We'll catch you next time. This has been heel shit. Why do we call it that? Because bad guys do heel shit. Peace.